You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, a group of experts will convene to talk about timely dual challenges facing Idaho and the West, wildfire smoke and community health. Boise State University is hosting the symposium along with partners all around the West. And today we are joined by two wildfire experts who are bringing this topic to the forefront. Luke Montrose is with Boise State University and Curtis Noonan is with the University of Montana. I want to thank both of you for being here today.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So, Luke, let's start with you. And let's just start kind of with the basics of the event. Where and when is the symposium and who can participate along with, is there a cost to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this Rocky Mountain Wildfire Smoke Symposium will take place next Friday, which is the 12th of November. It's an all-day conference starting at 8 o'clock in the morning and running till about 5 o'clock. In the afternoon, there is a $50 fee associated with registration. However, if that's a barrier to any of our community partners or stakeholders who would want to attend, we'd be happy to discuss on a case-by-case basis. You can email me, lukemontrose@boisestate.edu, and we'd be happy to discuss that. So who should come? We're hoping that by discussing this with you today, we're reaching out to people, stakeholders that maybe aren't inside of our network, folks who folks who deal with wildfire smoke on a yearly basis, and maybe are caretakers of individuals, maybe they're school personnel or hospital personnel, practitioners in healthcare. As well as a lot of our environmental nonprofit groups that work in our region might be interested in some of what we have to talk about on next Friday.
And Luke, this is the second of these events. Last year was the first. How is your focus evolving this time around?
Yeah, I'm really excited to answer that question. Last year, one of the things that stuck with me from that meeting, we had a wildland firefighter panel discussion, and we had four or five wildland firefighters who gave their sort of reflection of the meeting at the very end of last year's get together. And one of the firefighters, he was from Utah, said, "You guys have identified a lot of problems, but if you don't come to me or to us with solutions to deal with the problems, then they're just problems and I'm less apt to listen." So essentially what he was asking for was a solutions-based approach. And so this conference has evolved into more of a workshop where we're going to have speakers in a traditional format give talks, but then we want the audience to engage in small groups around these challenges and to try to come up with solutions or at least a roadmap for how we might get to those solutions.
And Curtis, the science around wildfire, I mean, is really fascinating and we're learning, so much more all of the time, it seems. So what do we know right now about the impact wildfire smoke is having on communities in the West?
Yeah, so you're right. The science is continually evolving. A lot of what we know about how smoke exposure impacts health comes from decades of research into air pollution and health effects, particularly with a focus on particulate matter, which is the measurement that people use when it comes to wildfire smoke. And so there are some similarities and differences between urban air pollution and wildfire smoke. And we're learning more and more about what those are. There are a lot of cardiovascular and respiratory health effects associated with wildfire smoke that are pretty well documented. And so that helps us to identify vulnerable and susceptible persons that have, those types of comorbidities. And then there's still a lot more that we have to learn about. There's a real interest in what kinds of impacts does this have from a psychosocial perspective? What kind of mental health impacts does this have, or stress? There's not a whole lot known about that. So there's more work to be done in that area.
So, Curtis, if we think about other forms of pollution, how does wildfire smoke compare? I mean, is there the potential that it's more dangerous?
It's an interesting question. There are some studies that suggest that that the risk effects are larger, but depends on the outcome that you're that is being evaluated. There are some similarities and some differences in terms of what's in smoke. So there are, for example, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which can be cancer causing, and those same types of chemicals are also observed in urban air pollution. But there are differences as well. You know, there's in wildfire smoke, there's not, for example, diesel particulate matter, which has a lot of metals that can result in oxidative stress and other kinds of they can have adverse health impacts on people. Luke, you might have some other thoughts on that.
I think that when it comes to addressing the differences, there's a lot that we have left to figure out. And I think sometimes when as researchers, we think about trying to be, I guess, the difference between lumpers and splitters. If you want to split out all of the individual components and try to figure out what the toxic level of those individual components are, you could probably find lots of differences between urban particulate and wildfire smoke. But at the same time, we need to remember that we're not exposed to those individual chemicals. Rather, we're exposed to mixtures, and mixture toxicology is extremely difficult to study. And so we're years out from being able to complete that picture.
So Luke, you and I chatted on the program over the summer because you came on because we had, as all of us remember, a particularly bad summer of smoke in Southwest Idaho. However, with that said, you know, most of that smoke did not come from within our own borders. You know, it didn't come from wildfires in Idaho. So how important is, you know, cross-state collaboration like this event going to be used to help solve public health issues? I mean, it's, you know, it's like, it's kind of, it's not like a wall just automatically appears at a border.
Yeah. I like to say that smoke doesn't abide to zip codes, and it readily crosses state lines, and it doesn't necessarily care where you live. If you're downwind, you're going to be impacted. And so when we think about the last 2 years of exposure impacts that we've had, which were record years, and how Idaho really, you know, we were heavily impacted by fires from California, Washington, Oregon. You know, the fact that we're having this regional meeting, I think, speaks to what you're getting at. The fact that we need all hands on deck. We need agencies to come together to create cohesive strategies that mitigate this exposure. And if I might, there's four main topics that we're going to cover at the meeting. There's smoke and health, low cost monitors or sensors, forest and fire management, and then intervention challenges and successes. And that third one, that forest and fire forest and fire management, can be a pretty hot button issue, pun intended. And when we discuss this, people have their camps that they're a part of. And what we need to do is break down those barriers and get to a place where we can have conversations about what we can do to mitigate fires fires going forward. And that may be, for example, fighting fire with fire. So doing things like prescribed burning. This is going to be a main cornerstone of that topic that we discuss next Friday.
So that really does get to kind of my next question, which is the importance of wildfire mitigation policy. So I don't know if Curtis or Luke, who wants to answer this, but I mean, how important is it to be having those conversations, not just saying, yes, we need to mitigate wildfires, but do we need policy around it?
You want to take that, Curtis?
Sure, I'll try. I mean, it is a really multi-sector and multifactorial problem. You know, some of it has to do with that question of how do we deal with fires when they occur? And as Luke said, there's conflict there in terms of the best way to deal with fires and the best way to manage our forests. So that debate is happening and ongoing amongst the people that work in U.S. Forest Service or U.S. Geological Society agency. And a couple of our speakers at this symposium will be talking about that, about how historically forests and wildfires have been managed. Mm-hmm. And moving forward, what are some of the options that could be considered in terms of how we deal with that? But to just really cut to the chase, there is really nothing that we can do on the scale of decades that is going to have an impact on where we live in Idaho and Montana and other states in the Rocky Mountain regions. We're going to continue to be dealing with smoke from wildfires in our lifetimes. And that there's really no changing that. All we can do is sort of hope to adapt. And that's a large part of what we'll be discussing at this symposium. How can communities best be resilient to these increasing frequency and intensity of fires that we'll be seeing?
So as we wrap up, Luke, is there anything, just practical things that communities can start to do, when it comes to the realities of wildfire smoke?
Well, that's an awesome question, because the last session of our conference is going to be these intervention challenges and successes. And we're going to hear from two practitioners that have in Idaho and Montana tried a lot of different things in communities to build resilience. And we're going to kind of have a lessons learned from them. I don't know that I can point to anything specifically in this conversation with you, Gemma, that has worked or not. But I think what we're going to do at this conference is bring together a lot of people who have tried different things, talk about what works, and hopefully the impact, the sort of deliverable that we're going to bring from this is a synthesized version of all the outcomes from the meeting. And so included in that will be this lessons learned section. And what we hope to do is move the needle a little bit with policymakers, and also provide some of that information that you're asking for to those communities that are in need of ideas. They're, maybe they're at their wit's end and they've tried lots of different things and nothing's worked for them. This is what a regional meeting can do, is bring a lot of people together and have a transfer of ideas.
And to keep the conversation going. So appreciate both of your time. We've been speaking with Curtis Noonan from the University of Montana and Luke Montrose of Boise State University. They are two of the organizers behind next week's symposium on wildfire smoke and public health. Much luck with that event.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.